He is. Let's thank him for his loving kindness, for his faithfulness, for his blessings, for his grace over us. Again, let's thank him. Let's bless the name of the Lord again this morning. Let's thank him for the gift of life. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Faithful God, we thank you. We slept. We are alive again this morning, the last Saturday of the year. Lord, we thank you because you sustained us. Why not thank him for his sustenance? Thank him for preservation. Thank him for protection. Thank him for his blessings everywhere. Witnessing the last Saturday, the last weekend of the year 2019. Thank him. Somebody magnify him. He said only the living can praise him. Only the living can praise him. Thank him. I appreciate him. Let this thanksgiving come from the bottom of your heart this morning. Let heaven hear your voice of appreciation. Lord, I thank you from January to this day. I thank you, Jesus, for preservation. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, mighty God. Glory, honor be to your name. Somebody give him all the praise. Appreciate Jesus for answers to prayers. Father, we thank you for answers to prayers. We give you all the glory. Your presence in our midst. Lord, we thank you. So great and mighty. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We have enjoyed your grace. We are what we are today, all because of your grace. Lord, we bless your name. This morning again, ask for God's visitation. Oh God, visit us this morning. Again, oh Lord, appear to us on this mountain, on this prayer mountain this morning. Lord, appear to us. Lord, visit us again. Manifest your presence again this morning in our midst. Lord, let heaven hear our voice, oh God, as we call upon you again this morning. As the world come, Lord, let us be renewed. Let us be strengthened afresh. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus, and let's welcome the praise team.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. We sing glorious God, you are the beautiful King, you are the excellent God, I bow before you. Are the glorious God,
glorious God.
Somebody lift your voice and say,
beautiful,
you are the excellent God.
Excellent,
we celebrate you, Jesus.
I bow before
lift your voice and sing, glorious God. Somebody celebrate,
beautiful,
you are the excellent God. And sing to him.
Bow before your throne.
And worship at your feet. We celebrate to Jesus. Bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We say we bow before your throne. And we worship your name, Jesus. And we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Oh Lord, we bow, we bow, we bow. Oh, worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. One more time, we bow, we bow, we
bow.
Oh, worship at your feet,
Jesus.
Lord, we bow, we bow. You are the glorious God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Oh, Lord, you are wonderful. My God. You are excellent. Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are so good.
You are kind,
Lord,
Jesus.
You are wonderful. Lord, you are wonderful. Oh, my God, you are.
Jehovah, you are so good.
Lord, you are so good.
You are kind.
Lord, you are kind.
You are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful.
So good,
Lord, you are so good.
Say you are kind,
Lord, you are kind,
and you are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful,
wonderful.
God, you are.
Excellent is your name.
Excellent is your name.
Excellent is your power.
Excellent is your power.
You are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful. Excellent is your name.
Excellent is your power.
Excellent is your power.
You are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful. Oh, my God, you are.
Excellent is your name.
Excellent is your name.
Somebody sing to him.
Excellent is your power.
You are wonderful.
Lord,
you are wonderful.
You are wonderful. Oh, my God.
Almighty Father, you are so good.
Lord, you are so good.
You are kind.
Lord, you are kind.
You are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful.
Oh,
God, you are.
Almighty Father, you are so good.
Lord,
you are so good. You are kind.
Lord, you are kind.
You are wonderful.
Lord, you are wonderful.
Oh, you are worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy. Yeah.
You are worthy, worthy of our praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy.
Say you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy. Yeah.
You are worthy.
Somebody celebrate.
You are the Most High. You are worthy.
Say I give you praise. Lord, I give you all the praise. You are the Most High, and I give you praise.
I give you praise. I give you all the praise. You are the Most High. I give you praise.
Say you are worthy, 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 worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy.
You are worthy, worthy of our praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy.
Say you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy.
You are worthy, worthy of our praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy.
Say, I give you praise. Lord, I give you all the praise. You are the Most High, and I give you praise.
I give you praise. I give you all the praise. You are the Most High. I give you praise.
Say you are worthy, 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 worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy. Yeah.
You are worthy, worthy of our praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy.
Say you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are the Most High, and you are worthy. Yeah.
You are worthy, worthy of our praise.
Oh, you are the Most High.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate Jesus by putting those hands together for Jesus. And please be seated. I have dominion. We commence our Thanksgiving prayer this morning by saying, Father, thank you for hearing tingling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. A louder amen. Psalm 115 and verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Shall we be on our feet right now as we lift our voice of thanksgiving to the Father, saying, Father, thank you for the ear-tingling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to the Father this morning for the ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Father, we thank you. Father, we magnify your name. We return this morning to give you quality thanks for the ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, mighty God. Thank you for ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. We have been seeing your mighty hands. Diverse testimonies have been coming since the year began. We return to give you glory. We return to give you honor. We return to give you adoration. Father, thank you for ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. We give you praise. We bless your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. You deserve all the glory. Father, thank you for ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Lift up your voice and give quality thanks to the Father this morning. Lift up your voice and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the doer of all these testimonies. We return glory to him. We appreciate him this morning. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto you give all the glory, all the honor and adoration. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you for the ear-tinkling testimony granted to us in all our services all through the year. We give you the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We celebrate your name, our King. Thank you for ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. In our midweek service, God has been giving us testimony. In our Sunday services, God has been giving us testimony. Even at covenant hour of prayer, it deserves all the glory. It deserves all the honor. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you for the ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We return this morning like that one leper to give you the glory, to magnify your name. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you for the ear-tinkling testimony that we have been experiencing since the year began in all our services. We say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you for the ear-tinkling testimonies granted unto us in all our services since the year began. We give you all the glory. It has been the Lord's day. It is marvelous in our eyes, and that is why we have returned to give you praise. That is why we have returned to honor your name. Father, thank you for ear-tinkling testimonies granted to us in all our services all through the year. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Testimony of different kind, diverse testimony, unfathomable testimony, the one that go beyond our understanding. That is why we have returned this morning, to give you glory, to give you honor, to adore your name. Father, thank you for ear-tinkling testimony granted to us since the year began. We have seen your mighty hands in different angles. We have given you glory. We have returned to give you honor. We have returned to give you adoration. Lift up your voice unto the Father and give you quality thanks. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
I have dominion. Next, this morning, we'll be rising up to pray, saying, Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. In Psalm chapter 105, verse 13 to 15, it said, and as they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. Is somebody praying this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. Is somebody praying this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, we decree each free movement for all of our worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. This is a heart cry, oh God, that everyone coming to Canaan and going out of Canaan tomorrow for service, Lord, we decree there are huge free movement. Somebody praying this morning, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Remember, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Our Father, we decree each free movement for all of our worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice. You can pray in understanding and you can equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. This is a heart cry, oh God, that everyone coming into Canaan, coming to Faith Tabernacle tomorrow, we decree the huge free movement. There shall be no attack on any member coming to church tomorrow Sunday. This is a heart cry, oh God. This hour, that every one member, every one worshiper coming into church tomorrow Sunday, we decree their hitch free movement. We decree their hitch free movement. Is somebody still praying this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, we decree hitch free movement. Hitch free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. There shall be no traffic jam tomorrow in the name of Jesus. No breakdown of any vehicle conveying any member to church tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. As they went from one nation to another, you suffer no one to do them wrong. Therefore, no man shall do any member, any worshiper coming into Faith Tabernacle tomorrow any wrong. This is a heart cry, O God of heaven. We decree the huge free movement for all of our worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can equally pray in your understanding. Neshila dosuya. Nebosazia lo tambrade. E posanda kalabrade alo shanda. Nekozuya. E mbazoda lo zambrade alo sheta. Nekozuya le brada. E paroda. Ne shetanda tosandiala. Ne roshandia rodoro. Ne mbrade. E kezendo santiala. We decree each free movement for all worshipers coming to Canaan and out of Canaan tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your hands, appreciate him, give him glory, give him honor, because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall rise to pray, and in this segment we shall be saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 6. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And in verse 6 it said, now when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. That will be our testimony tomorrow. Please rise to your feet this morning. Lift up your voice. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your voice and engage your heart of faith in this intercession. We are asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost compel such massive ingathering of multitudes into this church tomorrow in both services
That will be our testimony. Lift up your voice. Let's command this morning the wind of the Holy Ghost to blow multitudes from far and from near. Let's command the wind of the Holy Ghost, the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, to compel such massive ingathering of souls into Faith Tabernacle tomorrow Sunday at the end of your Thanksgiving. Let that be our experience in both services tomorrow. Lift up your voice. Engage the fervency of your heart in this intercession. Let's make this bold declaration to the Father, asking him, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking and abiding multitudes into this church in tomorrow's services. Let that be the lot and the portion of this assembly come tomorrow. Such massive response, the kind we have never seen in this season. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart of faith in this intercession. We are making a demand of the Father, praying a prayer that must be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking this morning, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, that kind of wind that compels multitude, the kind of wind that blew on the day of Pentecost, let that wind blow tomorrow all across the harvest field, compelling multitudes from far and from near, compelling men and women, compelling the young and the old to gather into Faith Tabernacle in the services of tomorrow. Someone lift up your voice. Pray this prayer with passion. Pray this prayer with boldness. We are set to see such dimensions we have never seen in the services of tomorrow. The end of your Thanksgiving service, let multitudes from everywhere, all across the harvest field of Lagos and a harvest field of Utah, let massive response of multitudes be our experience tomorrow. Lift up your voice. Father, we are asking you this morning, by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the mighty rushing wind of the Spirit of God, cause multitudes to gather into Faith Tabernacle in our services of tomorrow. Let everyone ordained by your eternal counsel to be part of the services of tomorrow, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost begin to blow them in, blow them in, blow them in from far and from near. Blow them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Let them begin to rush in into Faith Tabernacle for an experience of a lifetime in the services of tomorrow. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart in this intercession. Pray with passion. Pray with boldness. Pray with assurance. We are set to see such massive response of souls in the services of tomorrow. Lift up your voice. Let's command the wind of the Holy Ghost to blow all across the harvest field, blowing in multitudes, record-breaking and abiding multitudes into the services of tomorrow. Lord, our hearts are ready. We are set for such move of the Spirit of God. Come tomorrow's services in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the mighty rushing wind of the Spirit, cause us to experience multitudes. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Job 37 and verse 22, fair weather cometh out of the north with God, his terrible majesty. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitude. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday,
resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer fervently. Pray with your heart. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. We stand on the authority of your word and we declare fair weather across the entire city of Lagos or an environment. We come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Lift your voice this morning. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Be fervent in your engagement, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday. There shall be no rain, there shall be no scorching sun. We decree all interferences of weather destroy, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitude. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitude. Pray this prayer in the spirit. Pray in your understanding, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Nexo pratikataya, in neklolisa panishila pratiketia, rando subrante keperiza pania, in proliso saprea. We come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of unprecedented multitudes. Lift your hands this morning and give him the glory. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand. Please be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and as we return in gratitude, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Psalm 138 and verse 8 says, the Lord shall perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. And as we return in gratitude, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Lift up your voice right now as you speak to the Lord. Father, we pray, gather
record-breaking multitudes. None can come except you draw them by yourself. So we pray, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday. Gather record-breaking multitudes into our services on Sunday, tomorrow Sunday. And as we return in gratitude in our end of year Thanksgiving service, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and as we return in gratitude, Lord, let there be perfection for every one worshiper in their testimony. Lift up your voice right now and speak to the Lord. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday. Gather the record-breaking multitudes. Gather them. Gather them from the north. Gather them from the south, the east, and the west. Send forth your angels to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come, that your house may be full. Father, we pray, gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday. And as we return in gratitude, perfect the testimony of each and every worshiper. Perfect the testimony of each and every worshiper. Father, as we return in gratitude on Sunday, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Lord, just like the one leper returned and he was made perfectly whole, as we return on Sunday, let every single one that is gathered to you on this mountain, Lord, return with a perfected testimony. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, gather the record-breaking multitudes. None can come except you draw them. Lord, gather them, O Lord, into our services tomorrow, Sunday. And as we return in gratitude, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Appreciate. Speak to the Lord right now. Pray in your understanding. Pray also in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice be heard on high. Leprocos ke majon de bragaya. Rande brecos ke pataya laba. Rocos ke mondibo. La breges gajiba rumaraba. Father, we pray, gather the record-breaking multitude into our services tomorrow Sunday. And as we return in gratitude, perfect the testimony of every worshiper. Lift up those hands, appreciate him for answer to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. Is yet our personal supplication time. I believe that 3 days too much for God to give us a crowning encounter for this year in Jesus' name. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7, he said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. I believe someone is asking for God's crowning encounter this year. Please take your appropriate position as your desire as you lift up your voice in prayer to Jesus. Hallelujah.
begin to package every one of your requests in thanksgiving now. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give God thanks and praise. Magnify his name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. God is perfecting all that concerns us. Lord, we magnify your name. Jesus, we celebrate you. Is somebody giving quality thanks to Jesus? Be anxious for nothing. In prayers and supplication, let your request be known unto God. You have made it known unto him. He's perfecting it on every side. Le kobradia shada brodia. Rakato preto sinda balia kata. Merozuze ke prolia dibadia. Rekosuze tebre. Jesus, we magnify you. Savior, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
It's testimony time. Please pay attention to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, joblessness terminated at Shiloh 2019. I came to Shiloh 2019 jobless, and while praying, I heard God say, "What I want to give you is not a job, but a business." Immediately, I canceled my request for a job and replaced it with an amount in US dollars that I will need to restart my debt business. Sunday evening after Shiloh, I got a message from a colleague from my university days, who now works overseas, asking if a particular amount would be okay, as he would like to invest in my business. Behold, it was the exact amount of US dollars I had asked God at Shiloh. Celebrate Jesus this morning. I replied in the affirmative, and he wired the money to me on Monday. In less than 1 week after Shiloh, I, who came to Shiloh jobless, I am now a business owner. A bigger hand of praise to Jesus. That same week, my mother, who has been jobless for 6 years, also received a job offer, and she has already started. Indeed, our limitations were broken at Shiloh 2019. Thank you, Jesus. Omowumi S is the testifier. Put your blessed hands together for Jesus. Number two, HIV positive turned negative via encounter at Shiloh. I was born with HIV and had lived with it for 30 years. I was placed on drugs and life had been unbearable for me. However, for the first time I came for Shiloh 2019 and keyed into all the prophetic declarations. On the fourth day, I went for a test and was confirmed HIV negative. To God alone be all the glory. Ka Nueli is the testifier. Rise with me in amazement. Give Jesus a very big hand of praise as we celebrate him this morning.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift our hands and voices and give thanks unto God this morning? Give him the praise that is due to his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all honor, and all adoration belongs to him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. We celebrate you for your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Lift your voice and give glory unto his name. Give praise unto his name. Give honor unto his name. Give adoration unto his name. Father, we have come today to celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory, of all the honor and of all the adoration. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank him specifically for those testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Will you give the glory unto his name? Celebrate him. These testimonies are his doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. Joblessness terminated with a business that came from God, and 6 years joblessness terminated, 30 years of HIV, the yoke broken upon the mountain of God at Shiloh. Will you give the glory unto his name? Remember, appreciation to God is application for more. As you are thanking him for others, you are taking delivery of your own. Give him the glory that is due to him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you. And we celebrate you for your faithfulness. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Thank him for hearing your prayers this morning, your intercessions and your supplication that he has heard and answered you. Will you give quality thanks unto his name? Will you give praise and glory unto his name? Will you celebrate the faithfulness of God? Our Father, we have come today to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor and all the adoration. We celebrate you, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise. Blessed be your name, and blessed be your name, and blessed be your name. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me today. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. I've come this morning to hear directly from you. Speak to me this morning. Let your word come forth and let it transform my life. I give you the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come today to thank you for all that you have done, the testimonies that we have heard, and the answers you have given to our prayers. We give you all the praise for them in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we have come before your word asking that you will speak to us this morning, that your word will come and change and transform each one of our lives. We give you praise and we give you glory because we know that it is done already. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. All through this week, our line of exhortation has been, at the end, it shall speak. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. The Bible makes this very clear statement to us. It tells us there that the vision is for an appointed time. It said, but at the end, it shall speak. And not lie, though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will what? It will surely come. It will not tarry. In other words, God makes it clear that when he speaks, when he unveils his plan, when he reveals his promise, which is tied to any season or any time, God says, wait for it because it will surely come. It will not pass that time. It means clearly that what God has said concerning 2019 will not cross over to 2020. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. However, we know that God is a God of patterns. The Bible makes clear in the book of Hebrews 8 and verse 5, it says, see that you do all things according to the pattern that was shown to you upon the mountain. And one of the things that God makes clear to us is that the examples he shows us from scriptures are patterns that he is willing and always ready to replicate. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and verse 12, it said, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In other words, if you see how others have gotten at the promise of God, then you are also sure to take delivery if you follow the same route. The Bible makes clear to us in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 34 and 35. Peter speaking said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. He said, but in every nation, he said, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. So God makes it clear that when it comes to his doings, he's no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will always do for the other, if the other will do what the first one did. So we have been looking all through this week at various examples in scriptures of individuals or collection of people who have engaged with God and they have seen God turn their situation for a testimony as he has declared at the end. And this morning we are going to look at two examples. The first one is the example of Abraham. In the book of Romans chapter 4, we come across the example of Abraham beginning from verse 18 down to verse 21. The Bible tells us there, it said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So God had spoken to Abraham and told him how his seed will be as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is by the seashore. Yet he didn't have one child, but God has said, so shall thy seed be. And the Bible tells us from verse 19, he said, be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, which was now dead, neither did he concern himself with the deadness of Sarah's womb. He said, but he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And then in verse 21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Look at that. Abraham was in the posture of faith, even when it looked as if time had passed. The time for fruitfulness seemed to have gone, to the point that the Bible said his body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. There was no natural way for the miracle to take place. But must understand that when the natural concludes, the supernatural begins. That is what God is showing to you and to me. When the natural seems to have closed the door is when the supernatural opens the door. That's what we see in this scripture. So we see clearly there that the Bible said he hoped against hope. Natural hope had concluded. But then the fact that the natural concluded did not bring an end to the supernatural. God said to him, so shall thy seed be. And we know what happened. Abraham eventually at the age of 100, when everybody has closed the case, the Bible tells us that he had his son Isaac. When Sarah was 90 years old, when everybody had closed the case, the Bible says that she had her son. In fact, the Bible tells us very clearly in Genesis 18, it said, there ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. No more ovulation. Abraham dead, Sarah's womb dead, but yet out of the closed case came an open miracle. I don't know what may seem like a closed case around your life, but out of that closed case will come an open miracle. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So if we are going to see the promise of God fulfilled just like Abraham, we must be able to stand in hope, even when it looks like all natural hope is concluded. And when we do, we are sure to see the hand of God deliver our testimony. The second example we are going to look at is the example of Joseph. Joseph had to pass the endurance test to see divine plan and purpose come to pass. He had to pass the endurance test. In Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22, the Bible tells us there concerning Joseph. It says there that he was sold for a servant. It said he was laid in iron. It said until the time that his word came, the king after that sent for him and loosed him. It said the ruler of the people let him go free and made him lord over his house and ruler of all of his substance. And he goes on to tell us to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. The word had come concerning Joseph, but everything around his life looked contrary. Can you imagine? Joseph saw a vision and he told his brethren after he had seen the vision, thinking that it was going to come to pass immediately. And suddenly, right from his father's house, he was sold to slavery. And from slavery, taken to prison. It looked as if Satan had succeeded in frustrating the plan of God from coming to pass. But right there, when they thought the case had been concluded, that was where God opened the door of his miracle. Somebody asked, how long was Joseph supposed to be in the prison? He was never supposed to come out. He has entered for a crime against the wife of his master, who was a military man. There was no way out of that prison. It looked as if the door of destiny has closed on his behalf. But look at what happened. He didn't just come out. He became the ruler. Not just the ruler, but he said, God has made me a father unto Pharaoh. His story was dramatically turned around on the basis of holding on to the end. I'd like you to know, therefore, that no matter what seems contrary to the plan of God, that may have happened in your life in the course of this year 2019, it doesn't change what God says. And it doesn't change what God means. Whatever God said at the beginning of the year, he means it to the end of the year. That means that before this year concludes, that plan and purpose of God will surely be brought to pass. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. What is our responsibility then? It means that you and I must not faint before the end, or we have lost out on seeing the prophecy fulfilled. We must not faint until the end. We must not allow ourselves to faint in this race. In Galatians 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, do not be weary in well-doing, for you will reap it in due season if you faint not. If we are going to harvest the blessing of the season, we must not faint within the season. Don't allow yourself to faint. The Bible said concerning Abraham, like we saw earlier, he did not stagger at the promise of God. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to deliver. That was the key to his miracle. We saw concerning Joseph, even when the door of destiny seemed to have closed completely, it looked as if he was relegated to irrelevance. But right there, his heart was still open for a visitation. And right in the prison, God opened the door of destiny and fulfilled his plan completely in the life of Joseph. Not only did Joseph come out, not only did he become the ruler of Egypt, not only did he become a father to Pharaoh, but just as he saw in the vision, he saw every one of his family members come to bow before him because God had lifted him up. I see somebody this season being lifted up by God supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. Say to yourself, I will not faint. Say louder, I will not faint. There is no prize that is given in the middle. The prize is given at the end. That is why you must press until the end, refusing to faint on the way. Because as long as you press, you are securing a prize. My prayer is that whatever prize belongs to this year 2019, it will not elude anyone in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So God has made it clear from the example of Abraham and from the example of Joseph that we have a responsibility. Refuse to faint. You shall not faint in the name of Jesus. And you will not lose out on the fulfillment of any prophetic word concerning you in the name of Jesus. Will you rise on your feet this morning? First of all, lift your hand and give thanks to God for his word that you have received this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning for your word that has come my way. I give you the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration. I celebrate you, Lord. I thank you for your word that has come my way this morning. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give adoration unto your name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. Now begin to ask him for grace. Grace not to faint. Grace not to faint. Lord, I receive grace not to faint. We are getting to the conclusion, which is the time of perfection. I receive grace not to faint. Just like Abraham didn't faint, Lord, give me grace not to faint. Just like Joseph never fainted, Lord, give me grace not to faint. Every one of the prophetic words spoken concerning me for 2019, I receive grace, oh God, the grace not to faint. The grace not to faint. The grace not to faint. I receive it this morning. 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 I will not faint in my walk with you. I will not faint in my faith in what you have said. Lord, I receive the grace this morning to remain connected. Lord, I receive the grace to remain completely invested in faith. Lord, concerning the prophetic word, not one word that you have spoken will ever fall to the ground. You are not a man that you should lie. All that you have said is what you will do. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace this morning. The grace not to faint. The grace not to faint. Let it be made mine today. Let it be made mine today. Let it be made mine today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I receive of you today grace from on high, the grace not to faint in my walk with you. I receive it now. I receive it now. I receive it now.
I receive it now. Is somebody praying this morning? Are you taking hold of that grace? Are you taking delivery of that grace this morning? I will not faint. Lord, I will press to the end where I will see the fullness of the prophetic word delivered in my life. Not one word that concerns me will ever remain unfulfilled. Every single word you have spoken concerning me shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. You said, though it tarry, wait for it. He said, for it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Lord, my word will not go unfulfilled. As it came to pass for Joseph, it will come to pass for me. As it came to pass, oh Lord, for Abraham, it will come to pass for me. Lord, I connect my faith to you. And I decree, Lord, that by your grace, that faith will not fail. Lift your voice and begin to give glory unto God. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to celebrate him. Begin to honor him. Begin to give him praise. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Please be reminded, as has earlier been announced, today, Saturday, there will be no WSF meeting due to many of the location providers who are not around, who have traveled, and who will be on their way back, and no one will have any mishap on the way in the name of Jesus. Every one member of this family, all true, is returning without any one assault of the enemy. No mishap from any quarters. Everyone in their travels, they are moving safely. On the road, safety. On the sea, safety. On rail, safety. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Also tomorrow, we have two services, and that is 7 and 9:15, as was earlier announced. Make sure that everyone is aware of the timing of those services. And the Lord himself will honor each one in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you speak to the day this morning? What you decree is what God will deliver. Therefore, speak, and as you do, you will pick. Speak, and you will pick. Begin to issue your decrees. Do it from the depth of your heart. Do it with confidence and with assurance. The day is blessed. It's a day of revelation. It's a day of transformation. A day of renewal. A day of fresh unveilings. A day of unique releases of grace. A day of heavenly favors. A day of supernatural speed and advancement. A day of productivity. This day is blessed. No mishap and no evil tidings from any quarter today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Let us share the goodness and do so together in fellowship. One to go. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion. I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.